From the KUT Public Media Studios in Austin, this is City Hall Hustle. I'm your host, Wells Dunbar. It isn't every day that citizens stay late into the evening to tell the Austin City Council what a good job it's doing, but that was the case last week.
You guys have won awards, dozens and dozens and dozens of awards for being the most innovative, green, efficient, well-managed, best customer satisfaction utility in the state of Texas. And you want to change this?
That's Tom Smitty Smith with environmental group Public Citizen. He was among those speaking in opposition to creating an independent board of trustees to oversee day-to-day operations at Austin Energy. Right now, that's the council's job. The proposal would ultimately create a 7-member board, appointed by the council, to oversee the utility. Sponsors said the council would continue to set policy for Austin Energy, but that the daily operations need more oversight. Here's Councilmember Bill Spellman.
I don't know how to keep it cheap. I'm not an expert on the production of energy. I'm not an expert on the operation of businesses, particularly in an industry as brutally competitive as the electric industry has become in Texas.
Mayor Lee Leffingwell sounded a similar note, saying an independent board could bolster Austin Energy's finances and bond rating.
Right now, I don't believe, on a sustainable course.
But the rest of the council wasn't in agreement. Councilmember Laura Morrison said a review of just what powers the new board would have would be the deciding factor in whether she would support the change.
That will, for me, shed a whole lot of light on how this would work and how I can, if I can actually support it in the end.
That was a little more generous than Councilmember Kathy Tovo, who couldn't even bring herself to call the group independent.
Now, I'm not going to call it an independent governing board. Some sort of mid-level board that would make some level of decisions outside of council approval.
All that said, the council unanimously approved a measure telling City Manager Mark Ott to flesh out the details. Expect the sparks to fly when he brings his recommendations back March 21st. I'm Wells Dunbar with KUT News, and you're listening to City Hall Hustle. There's no city council meeting this week, but still plenty to talk about. Joining me to do just that is Mike Kanan with City Hall newsletter In Fact Daily. Good to see you, Mike.
Good to see you, Wells.
So there was lots of opposition, both on and off the dais, to this initial Austin Energy proposal, which still managed to pass 7-0. What should we be looking for when it returns to the council in March?
I think not a 7-0 vote. There was a lot of work behind the scenes to get that unanimous vote, probably from the resolution's 3 sponsors, as well as Councilmember Chris Riley. Between the 4 of them, they worked in a bunch of suggestions from Public Citizen, and that seemed to make it go a lot more smoothly.
There was a separate Austin Energy development last week, a scathing report from the State Public Utility Commission. Walk us through what they said and the implications there.
Basically, they said that the revenue requirement requested by Austin Energy, which is the foundation of the rate increase that passed last year, was off by some $45 million. Now, as large as that sounds, it's important to remember that Austin Energy's overall budget is in the neighborhood of $1.2 billion. And the other thing to remember is that a different intervener in that case, the Office of Public Utility Council, came back with a much higher number, I think it was double that figure, about $90 million, which would ultimately, if the OPUC's finding were upheld, would ultimately erase any of the rate increase asked for by the utility. This will all go before a hearings judge, a hearings officer. It's like a court case, so you have everybody hashing it out, and then the PUC, the hearings officer, can deliver whatever prescriptive remedy they desire. I mean, they could say, and they can be specific. There are limitations to exactly what they can say, but they can be specific, and they can suggest that the utility take down its transfer, whatever they want to suggest. The legislature could also get involved at any point and make this even more complicated.
Mike Kanan is a contributor with In Fact Daily. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Until next time, I'm Wells Dunbar with KUT News, and this is City Hall Hustle.